Let's pray again. Father, we seek just a word from you. In the midst of our situation, we need a word that brings life and a word that brings light so that we might be the people that we ought to be just now. So speak with power, we pray now, in the name of Jesus. Amen. So, 1 Samuel chapter 17, and we'll begin reading at verse 32. And David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth." And David said unto Saul, "Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and smote him, and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God." David said, "Moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said unto David, "Go, and the Lord be with thee." And Saul armed David with his armor, and he put an helmet of brass upon his head. Also he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, "I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them." And David put them off him. And he took his staff in his hand, and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook, and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had, even in a scrip. And his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy, and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, "Am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, "Come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field." Then said David to the Philistine, "Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied." Amen. David here is faced with this giant Goliath. And we may in our own life just at the moment be faced with a giant, with a major problem that needs dealing with. And we want to look this morning at how we deal with some major issue as it comes our way. Because for all of us, as it were, continually in life, big things hit us. And sometimes we feel that it's something bigger than we've ever faced before. And sometimes it's just that we feel in a place of weakness, maybe because of age or things that we've suffered recently or whatever it is, that brings us to a place where we feel, as it were, so small that something rises up in our lives and we're facing with it. We're faced with it, and it is a massive giant that needs overcoming. So we want to look this morning at how actually we deal with these giants that rise up in our lives. Now, for David, it was so important that he should deal with Goliath. And as he goes into the camp and he sees what's going on and he sees how Goliath is standing against the armies of the Lord, he has this passion to overcome him, to deal with him, because he's insulting the armies of the Lord. But it's so important for David because this is something that is going to have an effect on his life for a long time to come. But as he comes into and faces Goliath and sees a giant, he knows that he's someone who has to be overcome. And as you look forward in Goliath's life, this is something that sets off his ministry, as it were. It's such a massive thing that he's done. It's such a key, as it were, accomplishment in his life, that it paves the way for everything else that he's going to do after that, really. Immediately after that, having overcome Goliath. He's made a leader in the army, and he goes out in front of the men, and he's quickly so successful in battle that the women are singing of him. As you remember, Saul has slain his thousands, but David has slain his 10,000s. And it's all come as a result of this one great victory that David has had over a giant in his life. Something that has come against the armies of the Lord. And even as you look forward, as David is fleeing from Saul later on, and he's there with Ahimelech, and he's asking, he says, "I don't have a sword," and he gets the sword of Goliath. And so going forward in his life, this key victory that happens in the life of David is very important for the rest of his life, and down through centuries, even today, you talk to young people who might not know anything very much from the Bible, but they'll know this story. So it was something key in establishing the reputation of David. But what were the things that enabled him to come and overcome this giant in his life? And just think of it practically in your own life, a big thing in your life that needs overcoming right now, that's probably the thing that's maybe weighing down in your heart, that's something you're feeling, you're carrying, it's a difficulty for you. What was it for David that enabled him to overcome? Well, the first thing is, in the passage, or the bit just before the passage we read, we find that David had such a zeal, such an enthusiasm for the things of God. He had such a faith. And he was going around everyone asking what the situation was, and what the result was for the one that should slay Goliath. And he's trying to find all about it, but he has a passion to overcome the giant. And really, one of the key things for us in our lives, anything we're facing, the fundamental thing that is going to enable us to overcome is that simple faith that gives us a passion to overcome. We remember in Hebrews 11, it says, "Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that God is, that he exists, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." And sometimes as we are faced with a giant, a difficult situation, it's the very fact that we are, as it were, faint-hearted that is stopping us from overcoming. And we don't just have that passion, that zeal to say, "I can, in the strength of the Lord, overcome this thing." And that faint-heartedness just sometimes makes us give up. Remember, sometimes we just have to stir up that faith within us. You remember Paul said to Timothy, "Stir up the gift that is in you, was put in you with the laying on of hands." And sometimes it's necessary just to stir ourselves up, stir that faith up in ourselves and say, "Yes, in the strength of the Lord, I can overcome this situation, however big it is. I'm not going to be faint-hearted. I'm not going to be weak and weary, but I'm going to overcome." David was looking forward to what was going to happen as a result of this. It says, verse 25, "And the men of Israel said, 'Have you seen this man that is come up? Surely to defy Israel is he come up. And it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches and will give him his daughter and make his father's house free in Israel.'" And so David is seeing the great reward that's coming for this as a result of this. And he's willing to overcome, as it were, in order partly to deal with someone who's coming against the armies of the Lord, but also to receive a reward. And so we need to look forward and say there is going to be, as it were, blessings. There are going to be benefits through overcoming the giant, whatever it is that we're facing, a spiritual giant, something in our own personal lives. It's worth looking forward and saying, having come through the situation and having dealt with it, it will be worthwhile. And it's looking forward to that that will give you the hope and it will give you the faith to overcome in the situation. Remember, in Hebrews chapter 12, it says that about Jesus, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. And it was looking forward and saying, it will all be worthwhile. If I get through this situation, it will have been worthwhile to get to the place, the other side, to get to where I need to be. And the Lord Jesus, looking at all these millions of people coming into the kingdom and an eternity with him, It was worthwhile, and that got him through the cross. And you need to see, whatever it is, getting to the other side of your problem and getting through to the as it were, the result of going through with it will be so worthwhile. And that needs to put in you that enthusiasm. And whereas so many others, his brothers and all the people of Israel, they were cowards before Goliath. They didn't esteem the riches of being, or the reward to be any great thing, that they would dare to go out against him. But David did, and this is what marked him out as being different from the others. He had faith, he had a zeal. Where the others said it was impossible, he said it's possible. And we need to be men and women like that, people who say it is possible with God. It is possible, though to everybody else in the world it may seem impossible, but I know it's possible. And all these people were discouraging David, his brothers, the other people. They were discouraging David and saying, it can't be done. Who are you? You are nothing. Go back to your sheep. But David was still in his heart saying, it's possible. Whatever anybody says, it's possible. I can do it in the strength of the Lord. I can do it. And we need to just sometimes get a hold of that in our hearts and say, we can do it. We can do it. However big the giant that's before us, we can do it in the strength of the Lord, and God can get us through. It's a case of not looking at the giant, but looking at God and having the faith rising within us that will deal with that. And so, having had this zeal to get him to the point where he's willing to do something about it, he moves forward and he comes. And the words are rehearsed before Saul. It's the king. It's brought to the attention of the king that David is speaking and thinking like this. And Saul sends for David. And it's interesting that it seems David, as it were, speaks first. And David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight the Philistine." And remember the poverty of who David is. He's not a man who's experienced in war. He's young. He's been out with the sheep. He's the youngest in the family. And yet, he's the one who is actually saying this. I'll do it. Don't be afraid. Let no one... no one's heart fail him because of him. He's sort of saying to Saul, the king, who's a big man and mighty as a warrior, he's saying sort of, don't be afraid. And this is little David. And we may feel that we are so small and we are so weak and we're so nothing, and have, as it were, nothing to offer. And people will maybe make us feel like that. But we're the people. Each one of us, in our weakness, in our littleness, in the eyes of the world, that can rise up if we have the faith, and we can go and, as it were, stand before the king and make these remarkable statements. And Saul again discouraging him, "Thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth." And David said unto Saul, "Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and smote him, and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God." Now, as this discouragement is coming against David, even Saul is saying, "You can't do it." If anyone, in a sense, should have encouraged someone who had faith and someone who had that zeal to do it, he should have encouraged him. But he says, "No, you can't do it." But what is it that David uses in this situation when people are discouraging him and saying, "You cannot do it," to get through, particularly when the king is discouraging him? Well, he's basing it on how the Lord has helped him in the past. And his faith at this moment is partly based on what God has done for him in the past. And we need, in our moments when we're facing a giant in our lives, to look back at what the Lord has already done for us. Key testimonies that we have of the grace of God and how God has worked in our lives, and that needs to be a springboard for the next big thing that God wants to do in our lives, the next thing that we're facing. Remember Jesus, the disciples said to Jesus, increase our faith. And Jesus doesn't just sort of pray over them and something mystical happen to them. Jesus just says, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain, be removed, and it shall fall into the sea. And what Jesus was really saying is, if you just have that tiny first bit of faith, that will then grow into something bigger. And the way it grows into something bigger, that one initial bit of faith that enables you to believe God for something, the next time you're faced with something bigger, you can look back on that little bit of faith and that got you through the difficult time, and you build on that and you keep building on that till you get to a higher place in the Lord and a higher place of faith where you can, as it were, accomplish greater things for the Lord. And here David, he's faced with a giant. It's not something that he's faced before. It's an entirely new situation for him. But he can look back, as it were, at smaller situations, we might say, and say, well, God carried me through the smaller situations. He carried me through a lion and a bear. So now as I'm coming to the next stage in my life, in my spiritual growth, in my journey, God can get me through this as well. And we need to build. We're moving forward. We've got new challenges that God wants us to face. And these are going to be things that grow, that enable us to grow spiritually. And this is one of the key ways in which we grow spiritually, through going through tremendous difficulties and facing giants. And as we're faced with a giant, you imagine Goliath as he's standing there. He's got a man in front of him holding a shield. He's a huge man. He's got this huge spear, and he's just standing there waiting. Everyone else is afraid. It's the massiveness, and we may be faced with this massive giant in our lives, this massive problem that we're facing, but this is the thing that's going to enable us to grow in grace. We have wonderful times of just blessing and worshipping the Lord as we did this morning, but those are not the key things that enable us to grow in grace. It's getting through the difficulties. It's going through the tough times and overcoming in the strength of the Lord. That's the thing that will cause you to grow in grace and turn you into a mighty man or woman of God. It wasn't the lion and the bear that turned David into a mighty warrior and a man of God, in this sense, in military terms, we might say. But it was the fact that he overcame Goliath. That's what catapulted him into being a leader within the army. And the same for us. We need to be a people who overcome. So as you're faced with your difficulty, see this as a key opportunity for you to grow in grace and in knowledge of the Lord Jesus. To be able, as it were, able to prove the Lord and say, yes, I've overcome. Because it's so important that we have a testimony that of what God has already done in our lives. Remember the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians. And he says a similar thing, really. And it's chapter 12 of 2 Corinthians. And here he speaks about the wonderful visions, the wonderful experiences that he's had of the Lord. He says, speaking of himself, how that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. And then he says, lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And Paul, having had these wonderful revelations of the Lord, yet it seems that the thing that was going to work something so deeply in Paul was the things that he was suffering. And in the previous chapter, you get the list of all the sufferings, the shipwrecks, the beatings, the stonings. And it seems here that it's as if God is saying, that is the thing that is actually going to change you. That's the thing that is going to bring you into a closer walk with me. My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And I wonder this morning if we are a people who really want to grow in grace and in knowledge of the Lord, and whether we're willing to, as it says in Romans 12, to present our bodies as living sacrifices to the Lord, holy, acceptable unto him, that is a reasonable service. And realize that it is through the difficult times, it's as we're faced with the giants, and it's through overcoming that we're actually brought into a deeper walk with the Lord. It's not through the easy times. It's not even through just the revelations of God as who he is and the mountaintop experiences. But it's as you go through the valley of the shadow of death and are through a difficult time, God is molding you. God is changing you. God is bringing you to the place where he wants you to be. And there is no other route. There's no other route to get to where you need to be. There was no other route for the Lord Jesus as he was purchasing our salvation other than to go through the cross. It says again in Hebrews that how the Lord Jesus learned obedience through the things that he suffered. And he had to go through the cross. He couldn't sidestep it. Even at Gethsemane, though, he longed not to go through the cross because it was so hard. Yet he knew that was the only way. And because that was the only way, he said, not my will, but thine be done. And I wonder if we're willing to say that ourselves today. Lord, you're bringing me through a difficult time, and I'm faced with a giant. And it's, as it were, more than I feel I can do and accomplish in myself. But if this is what is necessary for me to grow spiritually, and if this is what is necessary for me to be really a man after your own heart, as it says of David later, a woman after your own heart, then I'm willing to go through it. I'm willing to face the giant. I'm willing, as it were, to go out on my own. And remember, David was having to go out on his own, away from all these people who doubted whether he could do it, who had no courage in their hearts to do it themselves. And he went out alone, a small man, really, young man, facing the giant. But he's willing to go through it because that's what God, he felt, was calling him to. And I wonder today, are we going to be people of such spiritual bravery that we are going to face these difficulties in our lives and get through so that we have a testimony? So that we have a testimony. It's so important that we have a testimony of what God has done in our lives and God has done through us. Everybody likes to have an opinion, especially amongst us as believers. You remember Paul says you have many teachers, but you don't have many fathers. And in a sense, it was like he was expressing, everyone's got an opinion, but there aren't many people who are actually doing anything. There aren't many people who are winning people to the Lord. And if we are men and women after God's own heart, we are people who have a testimony of what God has done in us and through us. David could speak of the lion and the bear, and soon afterwards he could speak of Goliath and said, I'm not just speaking from what people have told me, but I'm speaking through personal experience of what God has done in us. And really, we need to be people who have a testimony of what God has done through us, because, as it were, we've had the courage to believe him, we've had the faith to believe him, and we've gone through it and we've come out the other side. And those are the people really that anyone will listen to, people who have a testimony and can say, this is what God has done through me and in my life. And yes, it was hard, but I've got through it and I've come out the other side, and God can do the same for you. Not just to say, I heard of someone that this happened to, or even just to say that this is the truth. This is what God can do. God is faithful. The Bible says God is faithful. But when we've proved that God is faithful, then it adds to the words of Scripture and to our words and to the words of truth so much more, as it were, when we can say, I prove God. I know in my own experience that God is faithful. He's done this in me. And so we need to be a people who have a testimony day by day, week by week, big things. And I wonder, are we people who are believing God and going through these situations so that we do have a testimony of what God has done in our lives? But there's something more here, because as David talks to Saul, Saul gives him his armor, and a kind act, I suppose, really. He cares about David. He wants David to be the best that he can be, and this will be presumably some of the best armor around, the king's armor. He wants David to put it on. And so David says, well, this is the obvious thing to do. The king's giving me his armor and I'm going to put it on. But he puts it on, and quickly he realizes, well, this isn't my armor. I've not proved it. I can't walk in the king's armor. It may be great armor. It might have been perfect for Saul, but it's not for me. It won't suit me. And sometimes as we go to people and tell them about our situation, and they share something, and they maybe share their experience, which was maybe a little bit similar to our own, and it's almost as if they're trying to fit us in to their previous experience and their previous testimony of how God worked in their lives. Now, testimonies are wonderful things if we learn from them that God is faithful. If we learn that God is so powerful that he can carry you through. But we cannot fit into someone else's testimony. We cannot fit into the way God worked in their lives, because God will have a different way for us. Yes, God doesn't change. His character remains the same. The great principles of faith and scripture remain the same. But when God is working in us as individuals, he will treat us as individuals. And this giant that you face is a very, as it were, specific situation and problem for you. And you need to get from the Lord how he is going to carry you as an individual through the situation. And though you may be encouraged to hear testimonies of other people, even to read of great men and women of God, your situation is new and it's specific for you. And you, part of the whole thing about being a man and woman of God is getting from God what he wants for you right now. You cannot work in someone else's armor. You cannot just rely on the testimonies of someone else, which is why it's so important that we actually as individuals have that close walk with the Lord and spend that time in his presence day by day and get so close to him. So it's, as it were, the armor of the Lord that we're putting on. It's not another man's armor, but it's the armor of the Lord. It's what God is giving to us as individuals on that occasion. And so as David goes out to fight Goliath, David has just got to get from the Lord how he is going to do this. And we in our current situation need to get from the Lord how we're going to do it. That's why it's so important to be faithful and regular as we read the word and seek the Lord, to spend good time seeking the Lord. If ever in my life I find I've gone for a little while and yes, I'm praying, but I'm not really spending that extra time and really getting into the presence of the Lord, I quickly find the weakness in my heart and my life, and I'm just not what I should be. But David, he got from the Lord how he was going to do this. And it was even different from his previous situations, because in the previous situation, he, as it were, seemed to grab hold of the bear and the lion, and perhaps he had a short sword or something, and it says that he smote them. But this was a new situation, and he couldn't rely on what had happened previously. He had to have an up-to-date relationship with the Lord and know what God wanted to do with him and through him right at this moment, how God wanted him to sort work out this situation. And as we know, he got his sling and he got his smooth stones out of the brook, and he flung them at Goliath, and he killed him like that. And sometimes we may be looking at how God has done something previously in our lives. And if he had done that, if you imagine David, if he said, well, another situation like one I've had before, it's like the lion and the bear, so I'm going to go up to Goliath and I'll get hold of him with his beard, same as I did with the lion or whatever, and get him like that. He wouldn't have been successful. No, it was a new situation that David was faced, and he had to get directly from the Lord how he was going to work this one out. You're faced with your situation today. It's different from anybody else's situation. It's a situation that is specific for you, and though your faith can be built up from hearing other testimonies and from your past testimonies, you need to get from the Lord how he's going to carry you through. But he will carry you through. This is the perhaps the underlying thing of this story. The Lord will carry you through. And David makes this clear statement when the Philistine comes out against him. And he says, "You come out with sword and spear, but I come out in the name of the living God." And he knew that the Lord would carry him through to where he needed to be. He had no doubt about that in his heart. And that was what caused him to do these other things, to trust him and to spend that time, as it were, getting from the Lord how he would carry him through. I wonder this morning, do we want to be men and women after God's own heart? People who come to the place where we're victorious and we have a testimony, not someone else's testimony, but our own testimony, so that we can go out and talk to people, other believers, other unbelievers, and unbelievers as well, and say, "I proved God again for myself. Even this week, even today, I have a testimony. This is what God has done." And that victory that we win will lead to the victory of others. And it was that victory, as it were, that led to so many other victories, as David could go out as a leader of men in the army. It was because he had won that first great victory that other people had the courage and the heart also to venture forth, and they won great victories together. May God give us the grace to seek him, to use us, that we might become men and women of God. Let's just pray. Shall we bow our heads? Father, we want to thank you that you do give us opportunities to serve you and to live for you. What a wonderful opportunity, Lord, for David, that he could stand before a giant and that you made it open for him, that everyone else should be afraid, so that he could come in and overcome this giant. So we think if they had all been able to do it, David wouldn't have been able. So we thank you, Lord, for the difficult situations, that the giants that you bring our way, that we might have something to overcome and a testimony, an opportunity to grow in grace. And Lord, we pray for us that we would be bold, that we would be men and women of God who have that courage to overcome. Help us, O God, to see giants not as giants that are things that cannot be conquered, but simply as opportunities to grow in our spiritual strength and to grow in grace. Give us, Lord, as individuals, testimonies in abundance of what you have done for us and through us, that we might walk this world as children of light who are carrying the standard of our King. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.